यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय राधा रास बिहारी राधा रास बिहारी राधे जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी जी की जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 प्रह्लाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स टेक्स्ट 44 प्रायेण देव मुनयः स्व विमुक्तिकामाः मौनं चरन्ति विजने न परार्थ निष्ठाः न एतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्षे एकः न अन्यं त्वत् अस्य शरणं भ्रमतः अनुपश्ये प्रायेण देव मुनयः स्वविमुक्तिकामा मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको न नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो नुपश्ये प्रायेण देवमुनयः स्वविमुक्तिकामा मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो नुपश्ये प्रायेण देवमुनयः स्वविमुक्तिकामा मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो नुपश्ये प्रायेण देवमुनयः स्वविमुक्तिकामा मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो नुपश्ये प्रायेण देवमुनयः स्वविमुक्तिकामा मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो नुपश्ये प्रायेण देवमुनयः स्वविमुक्तिकामा मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो नुपश्ये माताजीस् प्लीज प्रायेण देवमुनयः स्वविमुक्तिकामा मौनं चरन्ति विजनेन परार्थनिष्ठाः नैतान् विहाय कृपणान् विमुमुक्ष एको नान्यं त्वदस्य शरणं भ्रमतो नुपश्ये प्रायेण जनरली इन ऑलमोस्ट ऑल केसेस देव ओ माय लॉर्ड मुनयः द ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन्स स्व पर्सनल ओन विमुक्ति कामाः Ambitious for liberation from this material world. Maunam, silently, charanti, they wander in places like the Himalayan forests where they have no touch with the activities of the materialists. Vijane, in solitary places. Na, not. Para artha nishthaha. interested in working for others by giving them the benefit of the Krishna consciousness movement, by enlightening them with Krishna consciousness. Na, not, etan, these, vihaya, leaving aside, kripanan, fools and rascals, engaged in materialistic activity, who do not know the benefit of the human form of life. Vimumukshe, I desire to be liberated and to return home, back to Godhead. Ekaha, alone. Na, not. Anyam, other. Tvat, but for you. Asya, of this. Sharanam, shelter. Bhramataha, of the living entity. Rotating and wandering throughout the material universes. Anupashye, do I see? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord Narsinghadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, mon vrat. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Purport. This is the decision of the Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in the material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Naivodvije paraduratyaya vaitaranyaha. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 28. Narayana paraha sarve na kutaschana bibhyati svarga pavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshinaha. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. The secret of success for the devotee is not understood by the karmis and jnanis. Karmis, therefore, try to be happy by material adjustment, and jnanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. The devotee has no such interest. he is not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for this purpose. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation, although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity. A Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmato nupashye. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe, life after life, but by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness, and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home, back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or in the forest, where one will make only a show of meditation. Nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to convince people about the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. Thus the Krishna conscious person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers and philanthropists. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers to Lord Narsinghadev. And in the previous verse, and also in this verse, the spirit of the Krishna consciousness movement has been described. In fact, one could say that this verse is the manifesto for the Krishna consciousness movement. Just like the Communist Party, they have manifesto that this is what we want to do, this is our objective. So like that, for the Krishna consciousness movement, Here is our manifesto. What is our manifesto? That we should become Krishna conscious, but not only for the sake of our salvation. We should be compassionate towards all the living entities in the world who do not have Krishna consciousness and therefore are suffering. The devotee of Lord Krishna understands that everyone in this world is suffering, and this suffering is caused only because of lack of Krishna consciousness. By becoming Krishna conscious, the whole world can be transformed into the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord, and he is very, very concerned about the suffering living entities here in the world. In the previous verse, he has already said, Tvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittaha, that my consciousness is constantly absorbed in the nectar of the glorification of your names and pastimes and so on. So he is anyway Krishna conscious. He is destined to go back to Godhead. But he says here in this verse that I am not like the meditators who go to the Himalayas or the forests just for their own salvation. Munayaha svavimukti kamaha. Svavimukti means those who desire liberation only for themselves. Kama means desiring. And what do these people do? Maunam. Sometimes they follow maun vrat. Charanti vijane. Sometimes they wander in the Himalayas and forests and so on. Na para artha nishthaha. They do not have a feeling of compassion for the other living entities. They are only concerned that I should be liberated from this material existence. But they do not consider the suffering condition of the people in this world. But Prahlad Maharaj said that I am not like that. Na etan vihaya kripanan vimumuksha eko. I understand that those people in this world who are kripana, who are miserly, who are foolish, who do not take to Krishna consciousness, are suffering here. So I do not want to go back to your kingdom all alone by myself. I want to take these people with me who are also suffering, because I understand nanyam tvadasya sharanam bhramato nupashye. Because without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one will continue to wander in the cycle of birth and death in this material world and will therefore undergo endless suffering. In other words, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have two things. One is that we must personally practice Krishna consciousness by hearing and chanting very strongly so that we can become pure devotees of the Lord. We can advance in our devotional consciousness. So we must do our sadhana very nicely, chanting our japa, participating in kirtan, hearing the lectures, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, taking darshan of the deities, and so on. So then we will advance in our spiritual life. We will start developing love for Lord Krishna. At the same time, we should not simply be satisfied with this. We must do the second thing, which is we must be involved in missionary activity. Missionary activity means that we are now concerned about giving Krishna consciousness to the people of this world. And therefore, whatever it takes for doing that, we are willing to do. We are willing to do any form of service, and we are willing to go out to meet the people to give them Krishna consciousness. We are willing to stay in the busiest of cities where there is so much maya, where there is so much of hustle and bustle and difficulty. We could rather go and live in a small village or in the forest and be very happy. But Prabhupada says here that the devotee even may sometimes come down to busy cities just for the sake of preaching Krishna consciousness. So this is the spirit. The devotee neither lives in hell nor lives in heaven, but lives always with Krishna, Prabhupada says here. And therefore the devotee does not even mind if he goes to hell. Prabhupada in the purport quotes this famous verse, Narayana paraha sarve na kutaschana bibhyati svarga pavarga narikeshu api tulyartha darshinaha. Because a devotee of the Lord is constantly engaged in serving Krishna, therefore for him, whether he is in heaven or hell or anywhere else in a liberated condition, it does not matter because he is serving Krishna. The fact that a devotee may be prepared to go to hell also in the service of Krishna may seem very surprising, but that is actually the consciousness of a devotee, that he is willing to make any sacrifices for the sake of helping others. There is a very great devotee, there was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose name was Vasudev Datta. Now this Vasudev Datta was actually incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Since Prahlad Maharaj in this verse is exhibiting the spirit of compassion for the suffering living entities in this world, as is incarnation of Vasudev Datta, he also exhibited that same compassion. One time, this is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying his devotees, and he also glorified Vasudev Datta as if he had 1,000 mouths. Vasudev Datta was very embarrassed to hear such praise of himself. So he began to speak to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, "My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can fulfill any desire of anyone. So I have one desire and I request that you kindly fulfill this desire of mine." So Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, what is your desire?" "My desire is that I feel very, very strongly for the suffering condition of people in this universe. Therefore, my request to you is, let all their sinful reactions come onto me. Let me live in hell eternally. And after I have absorbed all their sinful reactions and they have become completely purified, please take them back to your spiritual world, to the kingdom of God." So this is a wonderful mood. This is something that is unheard of. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary to this episode, he mentions that about 2000 years ago, Jesus Christ came on this earth and he made a declaration that if anyone follows me, I will take his sinful reactions. But Vasudev Datta Thakur is a million times more kind and compassionate than that. Firstly, Jesus Christ said that if you surrender to me, then I will take your sinful reaction. But Vasudev Datta Thakur is not making any such condition. He is saying, let the sinful reactions of every single living entity come onto my head, regardless of whether they follow me or not. Even if they don't follow me, they are still suffering. So I feel very compassionate upon them. So let these sinful reactions of every living entity in all the universe, in this whole universe, come onto my head. It is because of sinful reaction that we actually suffer in this world, either in hell or on earthly planets, or in the human species, or in other animal species, and so on. So So Vasudev Datta Thakur wanted to deliver all living entities. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, such compassion is unheard of in history. Jesus Christ is glorified so much because he was willing to take the sins of those whom he followed, of those who followed him. But just see Vasudev Tatta's compassion. And the second point he makes is that even though Jesus Christ promised to take their sinful reactions, he did not remove their sinful propensity, the tendency to commit sinful activities. Therefore, when the Christians go to the church on Saturday or Sunday, then they make a confession in front of the priest. I committed so many sins in the last week. And then they are forgiven by their sins because of the mercy of Jesus Christ. But because the tendency to commit sin has not been destroyed, they commit sin again in that following week. Then again on the next Sunday they come back and confess their sins, and this goes on. But Vasudev Datta Thakur is not interested simply in removing the sinful reactions of the suffering living entities. Rather, he wants to send them back to Godhead by giving them love of God. This is Vasudev Datta Thakur's compassion and kindness. Unimaginable. Who can think of such compassion? Because he is such a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Such things are possible only for a pure devotee. Such degree of selflessness. Nowadays we find in this world there is a lot of selfishness. People have become very selfish. And therefore there is so much trouble in this world. But if we imbibe even one small particle of the spirit of selflessness that Vasudev Datta had, then this world would become such a wonderful place to live in. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard this and he started crying because he was so touched by Vasudev Datta's mood. And his voice choked with emotion and his body started trembling. And he said, you have received the full mercy of Lord Krishna. Otherwise, how is it possible that anyone can think like this? What to speak of actually meaning it, even to say like this, is very rare. It is not to be found. You are directly Prahlad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified Vasudev Datta. He said Prahlad Maharaj also in the past had similar compassion, as we see in this verse, where Prahlad Maharaj is saying that I don't want to go back to Godhead alone. I want to take all the suffering souls with me. So similarly, Vasudev Datta Thakur is going one step further. He's saying, I also don't want to go, let me stay here in hell, but send everybody back to Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you are Sakshat, you are directly Prahlad. And then he says, but Krishna is very kind. Whatever a pure devotee desires, Krishna will automatically fulfill. So since you desire to deliver all the living entities in the universe, please consider that they are already delivered by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Simply because you desire it. And why will Krishna induce you to accept their suffering and go to hell? There is no need for you to do that. You don't have to go to hell and take all the burden of their sins on you. Krishna will of course take you back to Godhead, and because you desire, he will take everyone back to Godhead also. This is the merciful nature of Lord Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but O dear Vasudev Thakur, just listen. Consider an Udumbara tree. An Udumbara tree, you see, is, many of you may have seen, you know what is an Udumbara tree. It is a fig of the fig species. It has many, many fruits, small fruits. So Mahaprabhu said, The Udumbara tree has millions of fruits. If one fruit falls down and is lost, does it make a difference to the Udumbara tree? There are millions and millions of planets called Vaikuntha Lokas in the spiritual world. One very tiny corner of the spiritual world is the material creation. And in this material creation, there are millions and millions of universes. And each of them has millions and trillions, countless living entities. So if one universe is emptied of the conditioned souls, what difference will it make to Krishna? He will not feel the difference. He will not feel the loss. This material creation is like a pot in which there are many, many mustard seeds. You know that a mustard seed is very tiny. Imagine a pot that is filled with millions of mustard seeds. And if one mustard seed is lost, does it make any difference? Another example Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. He says, if there is a person who has millions of Kamadhenu cows are those who are wish-fulfilling cows. They can give you anything you want. So if a person has millions of Kamadhenu cows, if he loses one she-goat, does it make a difference to him? Similarly, O Vasudev Datta, for Lord Krishna, one universe for all the living entities to go back to Godhead, it's not a big thing for Krishna. He will do it simply because you desire it. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Vasudev Datta. And therefore, he has also glorified Prahlad Maharaj through Vasudev Datta. Now, in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, there was another Vasudev also. There were many Vasudevs actually. So we'll talk about a second Vasudev who lived in a holy place in South India called Kurmakshetra, where there is a famous temple of Kurmadev, one of the incarnations of Lord Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, was traveling to all the holy places, he also came to Kurmakshetra. At Kurmakshetra, he met one Brahman. He stayed with him and then he left the next morning. Now, in the same village, there was also another person whose name was Vasudev. And unfortunately, he had Kushtarog or leprosy. And not only that, he had various wounds on his body in which the worms would stay. And whenever the worms fell down, he would pick up the worm and place it back in the wound, because he felt that now the worm will die if it falls down. So such was the nature of this Vasudev. And he had leprosy. But he was also a devotee. So when he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to our town and he's staying at the house of this particular Kurma Brahman, the next morning he rushed there, only to find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left. So he fainted and fell unconscious with grief that he could not get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Lord Krishna himself. He is the Antaryami in the heart of everyone. So he understood that his devotee Vasudev was waiting and lamenting for him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to that place. And he saw Vasudev and he embraced him. Now, when he was embraced, a miracle took place. Not only did Vasudev's distress and pain because of the disease disappear, his leprosy disappeared, all his wounds disappeared, and he got a beautiful, wonderful, shining body. And Vasudev was surprised. He was completely astonished to see this miraculous transformation. And then he quoted, he chanted a famous verse that was actually chanted by Sudama in Dwarka as he was walking back from Dwarka to his house. Now you know that Sudama was a great friend of Lord Krishna, and he had come to visit Krishna in Dwarka one time. And even though Sudama was a very poor Brahmin, but because he was Krishna's friend, Krishna treated him very nicely. He actually worshipped Sudama. Sudama stayed there for some days, and he enjoyed the hospitality of Krishna, much to the surprise of everyone, including Rukmini Devi. Such was the grand treatment that Krishna gave to Sudama, which he would not give perhaps even if Brahma came and stayed in his house. So when Sudama was walking back, he was thinking, I am so fortunate that Lord Krishna has treated me like this. He has showered so much mercy on me, even though I am so unqualified. And then he chanted, Kvaham daridra papiyan, kva Krishna shri niketanaha, brahma bandhur iti smaham, bahubhyam parirambhitaha. He said, Kvaham, kva aham, who am I? Daridra, I am very poor. Papiyan, I am very sinful. Kva Krishna, and who is Krishna? He is Sri Niketanaha. He is the residence of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. So where am I and where is Krishna? What is the difference between us? Such a big difference. I am an insignificant, poor and sinful person. And Krishna is the Lord and residence of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. And I am not even a Brahman actually. I am a Brahma Bandhu, the friend of a Brahman, an undeserving, unqualified Brahman. But still, Lord Krishna has embraced me with his arms. Bahubhyam parirambhitaha. So, Sudama Vipra was thinking like this as he went back, his heart filled with gratitude and appreciation for Krishna's mercy. The same verse was chanted by this Vasudev. And then he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I can understand that such inconceivable mercy is not possible for an ordinary living entity, and that you are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I offer my most humble obeisances to you. At the same time, Vasudev got a new anxiety in his mind that he did not have before. What was this anxiety? His anxiety was that because now my body has become very beautiful, and because I personally received such mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I may become proud. This was his fear. So he was thinking, it was better I should have been with leprosy and all those worms and everything. That now I have become normal and beautiful, and I have received such mercy, I may become proud. So Mahaprabhu understood his mind. And then he said, my dear Vasudev, don't worry. Krishna will protect you. If you constantly chant Krishna, Krishna, chant Krishna's names, and you will be always protected from pride and from illusion. So this was the formula Mahaprabhu gave to Vasudev, and it is meant for all of us. Now Mahaprabhu was going to extract his fees. Yes? He gave so much mercy, he cured him of the disease. Now the consultation fee is there, the whatever treatment he has given. When we go to hospital, we pay something. So now Mahaprabhu had cured him of suffering, he had given him a nice beautiful body, so Mahaprabhu wanted his fees. So what was Mahaprabhu's fees? He said, you should go and give the message of Krishna to everyone you meet. And Srila Prabhupada explains that this was the condition imposed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Prabhupada says that in this Krishna consciousness movement we see that formerly people were in an abominable condition, performing all kinds of sinful activities. But now that they have met some devotees and they have come to the Krishna consciousness movement by the grace of Sri Krishna, they will become freed from all these sins and they will develop love for God and eternal life and eternal happiness. So what is the price they have to pay? They also have to preach Krishna consciousness. They have to give Krishna's message to others. They have to dedicate themselves to this Hare Krishna movement. This is Prabhupada's statement. In other words, Krishna consciousness is the most priceless gift that we can ever receive. Now that we have received it, we can never repay this debt. But we must attempt to do that by spreading the message of Lord Krishna to everyone, to whoever we meet. So this is a fee that we have to pay to Srila Prabhupada and to Krishna. So this is our mission. To conclude, two things. Number one, we should chant Hare Krishna and follow all the regulative principles of sadhana bhakti so that we can personally advance rapidly in our Krishna consciousness. And at the same time, number two, we should dedicate our lives and sacrifice our life, our time, our energy, our money and so on for spreading the message of Lord Krishna to everybody. So this is the sum and substance of the verse today. So we will stop here. Are there any questions? Yes, one question, Mike, please.
Prabhuji, suppose some grahastha has joined a luxurious spa for 1 year. Luxurious spa. SPA spa. Where massage and everything is done.
So what is your question?
A question is that suppose he has joined this for his physical comfort and in the meanwhile he realizes that this is a sense gratification activity, then can he convert that activity by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra while he visits that luxurious spa?
Well, it is better to live simple life, but if somebody is going to the spa, then better he should pay the fees by actually, whoever is coming to the spa, he should give them Krishna consciousness. So that the whole spa becomes Krishna conscious.
No, but suppose he by mistake joined the spa, but now later on in the middle he realized that...
So that's the answer I'm giving, that he should at least make everybody else Krishna conscious who is coming to the spa. Yes?
And secondly, suppose while discharging the Krishna conscious activities, so we are living in a corrupt world, right? So suppose it happens that unless we bribe somebody, the temple plan cannot be passed or like that. So is it fair to do unfair thing in discharge of devotional service?
This material world is a very complicated place and we should not unnecessarily transgress norms of morality. Sometimes, however, in this world, for the sake of Krishna, if there is no option, sometimes devotees may be obliged to do such things, but these things are very rare. It is not like a license or a blanket permit given to do these things. Sometimes in emergency situations, even Sanatana Goswami did like this to get free from the prison. He had been unfairly imprisoned and he had to bribe the gatekeeper, the watchman, to get released so he could go and surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, so for a higher purpose, sometimes these things may be done, but this is not a license. It has to be done only in emergency situations and very, very carefully we have to see. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
The mic is not on, I think. Okay, please.
So one school, actually, I was giving a lecture, and they were giving me about 150 students of 7th standard. And when I asked them whether you know Bhagavad Gita, out of 150 students, only 5 students were knowing about this Bhagavad Gita. They are not knowing, because they were not knowing. But then actually I told them the 4 regulatory principles in my lecture. And then surprise to me, I was not knowing each of these because this lecture was only for 1 hour. And many students, out of 150 students, actually they started following. So in society actually, very few people are there of ISKCON actually who will reach to these people. They are following actually, they couldn't follow ISKCON or Krishna consciousness only because they don't know. So what is the solution for this?
Solution is that like you have gone out, everybody should also go out. And not just go out, but like here so many people are coming. So we have to give Krishna consciousness to everybody. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. That is the formula. That is the fees we have to pay for receiving Krishna consciousness. Okay? Yes, Mother.
Maharaj, what is the way to develop spirit of selflessness? If we don't have it, is there no hope for us to go back home, suppose if we don't preach? First of all, what is the way to develop compassion? And if we are not preaching, is there any other way out?
Yes, this is a good question. What is the way to develop compassion? Of course, one answer is that by doing Krishna consciousness, automatically these things develop. So it will come in due course of time. Secondly, even if there is no actual compassion in our heart, if we simply preach and serve the mission, by preaching I mean performing all the different services in the mission, everybody who is participating in the activities of the Hare Krishna movement is preaching also. For example, the devotee who is decorating and dressing the deities is also a form of preaching, because he's attracting people to come and see the deity. By keeping the temple clean and nice, that is also a form of preaching, because people are coming here and they will like it. Oh, it's such a wonderful place, such a nice temple. So they feel like coming again and again, and they will come in contact with Krishna and his devotees. So by preaching, I do not mean simply giving lecture. That is one part of preaching. But when we behave nicely towards others, we set good examples of being devotees, when we do nice services in the temples that attract people to come and stay in Krishna consciousness, that is also preaching. So when we preach, including giving or speaking about Krishna to others, automatically, because we are following the orders of the Guru Parampara, so all the good qualities will automatically come. And many times we preach even for our own spiritual advancement, because we need to preach. So when we preach to others, actually we are also preaching to ourselves. So by simply preaching and by serving this mission and by practicing Krishna consciousness, all these good qualities of selflessness, compassion will come on their own accord. All right? Yes? Clear? Otherwise there is no magic button. They just press a button and compassion will come. No. The process is we have to chant Hare Krishna. Then everything will happen in due course.
Hare Krishna. Out of so many avatars, why you emphasize on Nrisimha avatar? Out of so many avatars of Bhagavan, Matsya, Kurma and all these things, why you emphasize on Nrisimha avatar?
Why do we emphasize on Narsingha avatar?
Yeah.
We emphasize on Krishna, the origin of all the avatars. We have Lord Ramachandra here also, the deity. Yes, we have God Nitai here, we have Radha Krishna here. So it is not that we are emphasizing only Narasingadev, we are emphasizing Lord Krishna, who then appears in so many different avatars. Narasingadev is definitely a prominent avatar for us, And the reason we have Lord Narasinghadev's picture on the altar and why we chant his prayers every day is because he is a protector of his devotees. He came to protect Prahlad Maharaj. So for the protection of the devotees and the protection of the Krishna consciousness movement, we may worship Lord Narasinghadev. Alright? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.